Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hanna Kotot with today's news from Hungary. The issue of capital punishment should stay on the agenda, Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said at a press conference in Pécs on Tuesday, referring to a recent murder of a tobacco shop assistant in Kaposvár. He said, "What has happened is absolutely unacceptable and the current government must take actions against such crimes with all its power."
I thought when we introduced the three strikes law and actual life imprisonment 2 years ago that the measures were enough. Now I can see that this is insufficient to deter criminals. So I suggest that debates around the possible reintroduction of the capital punishment should be continued. It must be made clear to criminals that Hungary will use all means to protect its citizens.
Opposition parties harshly criticized Orbán's statement. The Socialist Party would put more effort into the prevention of crimes rather than changes for the death penalty. László Szakács, Socialist Party legislator, said law should be made in order for it to be more difficult to commit crimes. The leftist opposition, Democratic Coalition, said in response to Orbán's press conference that death penalty not only doesn't exist in European Union, but it doesn't exist in any European countries either. The Együtt Party also issued a statement saying that the Prime Minister should be aware that his move restoring the death penalty could have unforeseeable international legal consequences. Right-wing Jobbik, however, supports the death penalty. Though migrational pressure has declined compared to the beginning of the year in Hungary, there are still days when hundreds of illegal border crossers are apprehended. Currently, the largest number of migrants arrive from war zones. Possible ways to stop mass migration were discussed at a conference in Szeged on Tuesday.
At the end of January, there were days when more than 1,400 illegal migrants were exposed at the southern border of Hungary. Many of them came from Kosovo, and in the hope of a better life, they headed to Western Europe. Although the influx of Kosovars has stopped, others are still on the flee. In April, there were days when more than 400 migrants arrived from Asia and Africa. Therefore, officials are on alert along the southern border. The standby patrolling post is still present. Both the border surveillance as well as the villages along the border will benefit from it, said a chief official. Most of those arriving at the border are helped by other people. Human traffickers built a whole industry upon illegal border crossers. Over the weekend in southern Hungary, 9 smugglers were arrested. According to the Austrian authorities, the continuously increasing number of migrants are due to the organized human trafficking network.
These people coming here, they are very poor. And it's not our duty, I think, to catch them and probably send them back. But more interesting for us, in cooperation with all the European police forces, must be to catch the smugglers and the organization who are making a lot of money with that poor people.
In order to stop the migrant wave of refugees, Kosovars had to understand that if they illegally reach Western Europe, then most of them were deported in a few weeks.
We are using many methods to inform them, some campaign through the media and other contact, direct contact with that age, that young population who take that trip to illegally to going to the EU through the illegal migration.
Central European experts say that only international cooperation can help stop migration.
Most recent information shows that a total of 44 Hungarian citizens are still in Nepal, and 2 of them are missing, so the search continues, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade said on Tuesday. Péter Szijjártó told Public News Channel M1 that the missing Hungarians are assumed to be in a safe location. At the same time, he asked all Hungarians to postpone any planned trips to the earthquake-stricken region.
We are aware of 44 Hungarians still residing in Nepal. We've been able to make contact with 42 of them. However, for the time being, we do not have any information about the other two. We are continuously trying to make contact with them.
An unprecedented collaboration has taken its start in Hungary to help survivors of the disaster. Charity organizations are launching pledge drives one after the other. The Hungarian Interchurch Aid, the Hungarian Red Cross, UNICEF Hungary, the Hungarian Baptist Aid, and the Catholic Caritas Hungarica all count on our donations. More and more medical specialist teams decide to help on the site of the disaster. Professionals of CORIS, the Association of Special Rescue Teams, left for Nepal on Tuesday, and Debrecen University's medical team is traveling to Kathmandu on Wednesday.
The CORIS rescue team left for Nepal Tuesday afternoon with all this packed up. The Special Rescue Team Association helps in the area where help is needed most in the disaster-stricken country. It's really hard to tell what they need from here at home. Of course, we'll help in anything we can that they need. They'll surely need help with medical care, said the head of the association. Because of the aftershock, we all have to take our own tents, everything. The Debrecen University's Special Medical and Rescue Team is leaving for Nepal on Wednesday. The team wants to travel to places that have the least medical staff and doctors. They are also offering 30 million forints, almost 100,000 euros worth of medical and diagnostic equipment, medicine and bandages. We would like to start our work in hospitals in Nepal, meaning attending to the injured and where emergency intervention is needed. Afterwards, in line with the wish of the Nepal government, we will willingly take part in rescues as well, said the president. Aftershock can hit in at any moment in the region, so the Pasht County Search and Rescue Service is ready to send a rescue team on its way in case it's needed. We'll be on standby, prepared, until foreign guidance and the Hungarian government tells us we're no longer needed. Naturally, as soon as we receive a request, we'll help in any way we can, said László Balázs. The number of charity associations have started pledged drivers to help the Nepalese. UNICEF Hungary awaits donations for children in the area. They ensure necessary living conditions for children and therapeutic instruments, nutrition for infants and toddlers that they may need to survive in the area of the disaster, said the managing director. Donations can also be made through the Hungarian Interchurch Aid. The Interchurch Aid has joined a big international cooperation. More than 140 member associations is working together, meaning every association collects donations, money, so that food, blankets and other items don't have to be transported there from different parts of the world, said Krzysztof Gancz. The Hungarian Red Cross is collecting donations via telephone. The Red Cross has started its relief efforts to try to help Nepal with sustenance, all kinds of needed items, and the restoration of both medical and water systems, said Brigitta Schäfer. The Catholic Association Caritas Hungarica have also joined the collaboration. Dialing their number automatically donates 500 forints per call to victims of the earthquake.
Robust growth in the Central and Eastern European countries is beneficial to the banking sector, and economic boost is lending support to a higher domestic demand for consumer goods and services, including financial services. A report released by emerging market analyst at Standard & Poor's in London said. The financial services company noted that a better outlook on the Hungarian banking sector is underpinned by a government pledge to reduce the banking tax and an overall pickup in leveraging. Volunteers helped renovate the food court of the children's hospital in Ungvar in Ukraine. Missionaries of Bereksas regularly visit ill and orphan children. They started charity drive last year in Rákos Keresztúr to fund their work. Due to the Ukrainian crisis, it's common in the hospital in Ungvar that there's no money left for basic tools needed for patient care.
This window of the children's hospital built in 1913, Ungvar, has never been fixed. Tiling inside has gone dilapidated. Our budget is only enough for the employees' wages, paying utility bills, catering and some important drugs. Although renovation is timely, funds are insufficient, says the chief executive of the hospital. Volunteers of the foundation named Holding the Future in Our Hands organize visits to the sick and the orphaned children, and now they have decided to ultimately amend the situation. They launched a project to renovate the canteen and they are raising funds. With the help of local volunteers, we applied artistic paintings on the walls. The renovation could not have been completed without the fund raised by the Catholic faithful in Rákos Keresztúr, Budapest. The donation of nearly 660 euros was partly used for buying the necessary furniture. In Transcarpathia, almost every healthcare institution cries for renovation. However, the dire financial situation of the country will not likely let that happen on the short run.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night and every night. Thanks for watching.